welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view, and welcome to the year 2012. This is our first broadcast of the new year. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called the most egregious, like that word, but I can't pronounce it, the most egregious politically correct lies. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Well, let me wish you all a happy new year. I hope you enjoyed our last two shows of 2011. We had our annual Christmas music special, and we had a very good special about online safety with experts Dabney Port and Britt McCallion. That is available on my website, and for those parents that are living in the dark ages of social media, the internet, Twitter, and Facebook, I strongly urge you to listen to that show. You can listen for free anytime in the radio tab at brucesalen.com. Today, we have our regular guests, Wayne Levine for The Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. And we have special guest Adam Cohen, also known as Dada Rock or at Dada Rock. He's calling in from New York City for our fourth segment. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and you can please very much like the Dad's Point of View Facebook pages, which now has over 4,200 moms and dads from all over the world. Speaking of social media, I believe so strongly that it is a parent's responsibility to be on top of what their kids are doing online. There is so much going on, and it changes so quickly that it is very easy to get lax about your kids and what they're doing with their smartphones, with their games, with their laptops, with their iPads, with their portable devices. The list is literally endless. You need to know this stuff. If you're a small business and you haven't gotten on Facebook with a page, fan page as they used to call them, you are missing out. Twitter also is a very valuable tool. There are others like Stumbled Upon, Google Plus, LinkedIn, which is a very important business networking site. Do you know this stuff? If you don't, you are lagging behind in what is going on in the world, and especially lagging behind your kids and your responsibility as a parent. While this show is not a commercial, I do offer social media lessons. And if you're interested, please do contact me at bruce@brucesalen.com. I do one-on-ones in person, which is what I prefer, but I also can do phone tutorials as well. I actually hired an internet social media expert on a monthly retainer for a full year when I entered the world of internet and when I started broadcasting. And I spent two or three times a week at her office with our computers side by side learning how to do social media. It's changed my life. In the years since I've been online, I have literally a whole new world of what I call virtual friends, and many of them have become real-life friends as well. For those people that have any form of disability or are limited in their ability to get around, the internet and social media truly, literally opens the whole world to you. So whether you get involved through someone like myself or just go and learn it yourself, all those dummies books like Twitter for Dummies really, really work. I read Twitter for Dummies when I started on Twitter. It was a fabulous aid. So continuing on with social media, Dad Chat is the tweet chat that I host every Thursday. The last two chats of 2011 were by far the biggest we'd ever had. We had special guest Jessica Northey, who is a diva goddess on Twitter. She hosted one, the second to last one of the year, and we ended up with 20 million impressions. There were over 1,300 tweets in 1 hour. Following that, we had another wonderful chat, which was with the two gals that led the online safety show, that hosted the online safety show. So Dabney Britt and Britt McCallion co-hosted Dad Chat the last week of the year, and we ended up with over 10 million impressions, and again, about 1,200 tweets in the hour. It's fascinating. So I invite you to join Dad Chat any Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. The new comic strip of Because I Said So is also about social media, and it's called Dad Texts. Now, everybody knows that the dad character in Because I Said So has nothing to do with me, but I will admit that my son doesn't think I text correctly. I don't do it right. And he looks at me, Dad, that's not the right way. Well, that's sort of what this comic's about, even though it has nothing to do with me. All right, that's Dad Chat. I want to point out one other thing. It's ski season, and I know that the snow is not there everywhere, but it is most definitely there at Mammoth, where I ski. And I just wrote a 12 most column called the 12 most shredtacular reasons to ski or snowboard. And it is fun with great pictures and great videos. You can find that at 12most.com. That's the number 12most.com. The 12 most shredtacular reasons to ski or snowboard. It is time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson. Let's hear what it is, the first one of the year.
You got to action to weigh the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be married? Another great saying is that you can be right, or you can be dead in the crosswalk. Sometimes being right is just not enough. If you hurt your partner's feelings, but you are right, you still have lost. I believe men hold on to their right or wrong too much while ignoring what was at the root of something. And women ignore right and wrong too much by citing hurt feelings. Who cares? Do you want to be happy or right? I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's what it is.
So I wonder, would you rather be right or would you rather stay married? Obviously, this only applies to married couples, or it certainly applies actually to any couple that have made a life commitment of some sort or another. And it is a constant issue in my home because I'm always right and my wife doesn't get that. I don't quite understand how she hasn't figured it out by now. And of course, my wife has always got hurt feelings. So this is obviously a gender stereotype and I think we represent it very well. But the truth is, just like the analogy in the life lesson, you can be right and you can be dead in the crosswalk. So sometimes hanging on to your self-righteousness about being right is just self-destructive. Think about it. I might even ask Wayne this question in our next segment when we have the men's room, because I know Wayne doesn't like to talk about politics, and the column this week is somewhat political, called The Most Egregious Examples of Politically Correct Lies. I might add that this is only the second column I've ever written on politics, and it's gotten the second most number of comments on any one of my columns after the first column I wrote on politics, which was all about the Occupy Wall Street movement. I would love to hear your comments. Just go to brucesalen.com, the My Columns section, and find the most egregious examples of politically correct lies. I will quickly read them to you, and maybe we'll talk about them later. These are my examples. Men and women are the same. Self-esteem matters. America is the worst country in history. Again, these are what I call politically correct lies. Mainstream media is not biased. The Tea Party is a bunch of racist rednecks. Race matters. College has diversity of thought. And finally, my favorite, Time Magazine names protester the person of the year. While it may not be a politically correct lie, it certainly represents political correctness at its absolute worst. All right, we are almost out of time for this first segment. We've got Wayne Levine coming up and Pastor Drew Sams after that. Richard Dugan is giving me the finger, as he often does, as we start running out of time. Our next segment, again, is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Salen.